This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis theater troupe is using a play that spotlighted drug addiction in the mid-1950s to highlight the opioid crisis of today. This weekend, the Slaying Dragons Company will present A Hatful of Rain at the Chapel Theater. It's about a Korean War veteran addicted to morphine. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports the play examines secrecy, shame, and family dynamics.
Playwright Michael V. Gazzo's A Hatful of Rain was first performed in St. Louis in 1956. A year later, it went from stage to screen, becoming an Oscar-nominated movie.
Hey, Johnny!
Hi.
Hey, Pa! Hiya, boy. It's good to see you.
Johnny is a war hero, married with a child on the way, the favorite of his father's two sons. His father doesn't know that Johnny's come home from Korea addicted to the morphine doctors gave him to ease the pain of his injuries. Only his brother Polo, who lives with Johnny and his wife Celia in their New York City apartment, knows the whole story. Polo covers for Johnny, but he gets aggravated that no one else, including Celia, questions what's going on.
Why don't you ask him where he is? Where has he been? What has he been doing? Who has he been with?
Polo confronts Celia over a cup of morning coffee. It's one of many everyday settings and activities, including laundry and bed making, depicted in this Slaying Dragons production. Director Brad Slavik says the idea is to show no family is safe from addiction.
These are very ordinary people. These aren't anybody special. They weren't born criminals. The person that's addicted, he is a veteran. He's a combat veteran. He was a prisoner of war and survived torture.
After Korea, Johnny's addiction is another kind of torture. He's already spent thousands of dollars on drugs that Polo owes their unsuspecting father. Johnny's bumbling drug dealers, who are high most of the time, lend a comedic touch to the play.
Yeah, we almost got arrested four times today, man, and the day's not over yet.
But the dealers do get arrested, which cuts off Johnny's supply, and he goes into withdrawal. Celia, tiring of her husband's unreliability, threatens to leave. And Johnny finally tells her what's going on. Patience Davis plays the part of Celia.
I think once she knows the name of the problem, then she starts asking around, okay, what are the resources? What can be done? But before she knew what the problem was, she was a whirlwind and everything was confusion. And she couldn't really be a help to the family because she was confused.
Family and social support is critical, says Dr. Nazia Azara, who works with St. Louis veterans and is part of a discussion panel that follows the play. But, Azara says, from the Johnnies of the 1950s to every person who struggles with opioid abuse today, the path toward recovery is also an intensely personal journey.
No one can decide that someone is motivated and ready. It really has to come from within.
And typically, there's no Hollywood ending.
It's usually not like, oh, I come into treatment and now I'm clean my whole life. It's a relapsing, remitting disease. So often there are several attempts at treatment, and that's part of the process.
A Hatful of Rain is on stage tomorrow and Saturday nights. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.